Good morning and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Darren Lashelle, filling in for Roland Giacopetti this morning. And our guest in the spotlight this morning is Courtney Kuhn. Courtney is from the Fila Day Conservation Fund and the Bay Area Puma Project, and they have an upcoming talk at the Laguna de Santa Rosa called Living with Mountain Lions. And this is going to take place on Thursday, October 27th from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And Courtney, welcome to Sonoma Spotlight.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, the first question is, when people come to hear this talk about mountain lions, what kind of information are they going to hear?
So we're going to be focusing on our ongoing research projects and also trying to give some information on the likelihood of mountain lion encounters and what to do if you see a mountain lion.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody does have a local sighting of a mountain lion, and as I understand it, there have been a few just in the Laguna area recently. Mm-hmm. What should you do? Is there anyone that you should contact to, you know, to tell about the sighting?
Yeah. So we actually have a sightings map on our website, which is www.BAPP, so spelled B-A-P-P for Bay Area Puma Project, .com. The likelihood of having a puma encounter is actually quite low. These animals are very elusive. So if they hear or see you first, they're going to try to get away from you as soon as possible. In fact, the National Park Service says that probably at least 9 out of 10 sightings of pumas aren't actually pumas. They're probably bobcats, very large house cats, sometimes deer because they have the same color. So it's very unlikely that you will see a mountain lion.
A lot of folks live in areas that I guess you would say are transitional, you know, between an urban, suburban area to a wildlife area. Are there things that people should do around their homes or properties, things they shouldn't do to perhaps not attract mountain lions? Or if mountain lions are there, how things can be safe for all parties?
Marin County and Sonoma County areas do have a lot of really great puma habitat. Unfortunately, as human development continues to grow, we are much more likely to come into contact with pumas because we're encroaching on their habitat. Mm-hmm. And these habitats are very fragmented, so they're moving through those areas next to people. If you want to keep mountain lions away from you, then you're going to want to reduce the likelihood that you'll have their prey species in your area.
Right.
So keeping your yard well-trimmed, keeping deer and raccoons and other possible prey species away from your house. Also keeping your dogs locked up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And also just try not to recreate outside alone by yourself during the dawn and dusk hours when they're most likely to be active.
So it's dawn and dusk more than, say, in the middle of the night?
So they'll also be quite active during the middle of the night. Most people aren't outside hiking by themselves in the middle of the night, I hope.
That's true.
But people do go out quite a bit in the dawn and dusk hours, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the Fila Day Foundation and what kind of work that you do there.
Our main goal is to protect large wild cat. Large wild cats are an integral part of a lot of ecosystems because they are apex predators. So they're controlling a lot of other mesocarnivore and herbivore populations. Pumas also tend to prey on individual animals that are more likely sick or injured. So that means that they're removing herbivores that are sick from the population. And that's also keeping illness down in those populations as well.
Wow, this sounds like it's going to be a fascinating talk. And I highly recommend it to people, especially for folks who live, you know, here in the area and in Sebastopol and West County and around the Laguna de Santa Rosa. Our guest is Courtney Kuhn here this morning. Thank you so much for being here. Field biologist from the Fila Day Conservation Fund, working on the Bay Area Puma Project. And again, that talk is Living with Mountain Lions at the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation, Thursday, October 27th, from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. It's $10 per person and pre-registration is required. And you can find out more at lagunafoundation.org. Have a great morning. I'm Darren Lashelle for Sonoma Spotlight.